Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's do this. Bernstein and Golf. Between 1 and 6. Broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Joe Sheehan at 3 on Shohei Ohtani and his consideration of the Chicago Cubs. Brian Billick at 3:40. Adam Kramer on college football at 4. Brett Smiley, editor-in-chief at sportshandle.com. If you are a sports gambler, gamer, investor, whatever euphemism you choose to use, you will be interested in his thoughts regarding what is now believed to be a likely 6-3 vote in favor of ending PASPA that will allow states, if they want, to have sports gambling if they wish. It's more complicated than that, however, because of federal possibilities. But it's good news, I think, if you're a gambler. You're going to want all the information from him at 4:40. Hub Arkish talks football, NFL, and Bears at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30 with surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at bernsteinandgoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting. Occasionally the wayward sext in this festive holiday season comes our way. And the Score text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We have on Instagram, it is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website where you find podcasts and all that is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Log in right now to the Score's Facebook page. Just like that 670 The Score Facebook page and join what is always a bizarre conversation. Yeah,
yesterday
there.
Was super weird.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know if they're – I don't want to do
people
it.
Veer off topic and get in, go down rabbit holes. Mm-hmm.
And it was a Bears Monday.
So yeah.
They're like, there are certain weirdos that just check in on Mondays just to see what's happening. Just to tell me how much they hate me.
The video stream is available at watch670thescore.com and at Facebook Live. It's brought to you by American Needle. Check out all these awesome American Needle hats right here. These
Cubs and Sox hats.
They can all be yours from
Blackhawks
American Needle.
I'm going to wear this one now.
It is directed by Brian Gertz.
Look at this. Look who's back. Montez Perfect. Drops him for a loss back at the 43-yard line.
A lot of people consider Perfect to be a villain. He's been fined over $300,000. I'd pay season tickets to see this man play.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a violent player. He's a damn good player, too. Really, really good player. I think if the stuff that's followed him throughout his career that he's brought upon himself didn't happen, you'd talk about, you know, a guy being referenced as one of the best linebackers in the game. But
Take your eyes off him.
No.
You do not take your eyes off, especially if you're playing against him.
He's a brick wall, too. Never goes backwards.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Brown hangs on despite the high hit and the flags flying.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 43, defense. That 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the kickoff.
I hate seeing this type of football.
Yeah, it's an ugly night.
But which is it? John Gruden kind of can't decide if he hates seeing this kind of football, if he loves this kind of football.
Was that after the Juju Smith-Schuster hit?
No, that was the Iloka hit right there.
Okay, so the George Iloka hit. Now, you're saying he can't feel both ways.
It's the way he expresses, like, one side of the feeling really strongly and then the other side really strongly. There's no in-between for him.
Yeah, I think that, oh, yeah, I got you. Right? I got you. The emphasis. Yeah,
yes.
I got you. Yeah, there's no nuance.
That can't happen. I love that.
right?
Someone give me more chips. Yeah, no, I got you.
That's awesome. That's football. I hate that. That can't happen. I'm glad that just happened. It can't happen. Like, man,
in football, right. Hire me. I've got plays.
Work it out.
Right, no, I got
Figure
you.
It out. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Hector in Manhattan. What's up, Hector?
Hey, good day. Thanks, Mike.
What's happening?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think you're a great guy. I think you're crazy. You really know what your fans are about. But I just want to talk about real quick about
Kobe.
Last night's game with
Kobe.
Kirby.
Kobe. I mean, if you can't give me his name, I gotta go. You gotta go. I mean, if you're gonna call him Kirby, I'm sorry, you gotta go.
There it is. Standards.
That's it. I made the decision.
I'm done with you.
You can't call him Kirby Bryant.
your call will be tossed in the rubbish.
It's going to be tossed.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
He shouldn't be able to,
though. Yeah, I'm still confused. Herm Schneider cannot prescribe drugs.
As we know, though. Maybe he can.
How can he get him?
Maybe he can.
Isn't that illegal?
Maybe he's the dope man.
Can you play the Kirby thing again, please? I just died.
Hector in Manhattan. What's up, Hector?
Hey, good day. Thanks, Mike.
What's happening?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think you're a great guy. I think you're crazy. You really know how to get your fans involved. But I just want to talk about real quick about
Kobe.
Last night's game with Kirby.
Maybe he had a stutter. Maybe that was his speech impediment. He wasn't searching.
Oh,
he wasn't fishing for a name. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
No, it's just glorious.
It's Kevbo, everybody.
Hey, I'm here.
This segment's brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. It was yet another opportunity last night for everybody to be forced to confront their relationship with football.
You know, now that you put it like that, see, I'm glad we didn't do the show before the show and talk about how I felt and how you felt about this, because you make me think about it a little bit differently. I don't know if I was forced to confront it or it's always been there and I knew, you know, it's kind of like you know it's there and you think about it every once in a while. Confronting it means, you know what, I got to do something about this. I'm going to continue to watch football. Even when the sport is bad, when it's good, doesn't matter. It is in the bloodstream of this city, of this country. Football, yesterday, just think about yesterday, and this is from a behind-the-scenes standpoint. All those things that happened this weekend, I promise you, Bears-Niners was probably fifth on my list of things that were important. But I know that Bears football is very important to this city, and I watched every play of the game. And took notes and talked to the guys about it. I know that football is important. When I see that happen, though, and the first thing I think, Dan, is why does this not happen more often? Mike Utley is the last guy that we had that was paralyzed on the field, and we saw it.
In an NFL game,
right? Why does this not happen more often?
Well, it
why don't guys die more in this game? You see the speed at which, and last night's game was a great representation. I don't know if the game slowed down a little bit for me or I watched it a little bit closer after Shazier's injury, but the speed with which these two teams who hate each other were going at it. We're going to talk about what the NFLPA can and can't say when you've got this weekend of carnage where guys are going at each other and not taking care of each other. And I know malicious intent is brought with every hit. But, man, that thing yesterday was not only a bad look for the NFL, but for as a sports fan, you kind of, you know, you're still a human. And maybe because some fans are withdrawn from the game where they don't have to interact with these athletes, not even during their career, but post-career at all, you know, where sometimes these guys come into our realm of our business, our industry, where we get to know guys, or while we were covering them, we've met their families or maybe gone on a trip or something like that, a station-sponsored trip, and then you get to see, okay, this isn't just number 33. This is Charles Tillman with a beautiful wife and four beautiful kids. And you hear stories about their lives and about their families. I'm not saying feel sorry for them, but when I see a 25-year-old man sitting there grabbing his helmet because he can't move his legs, I'm not going to apologize. I know that's not what you're making me do, but I'm not going to apologize to anybody saying, oh, well, they knew what they signed up for. Yes, they did, but you don't
understand. It doesn't mean you're rooting for them to be injured.
Exactly. Dude, that...
Nobody wants a race car driver to explode.
Yes.
You don't say, hooray, he exploded, or he drove into the wall and his head fell off.
Everyone who loves inside pitching, you know, still cringes when they see Giancarlo Stanton or Kirby Puckett or any of these other guys who get hit in the face
Jason
with a
Hayward.
Jason Hayward, exactly. You see a guy's face explode
Andre
because
Dawson,
of a projectile. Yeah. Exactly. So we do understand it. It's like you put the rules to the left of you, you put whatever, you know, personal feelings to the right of you and how you would comport yourself in a regular conversation or a regular atmosphere to the right of you.
And we're stuck in the middle with football.
Exactly. And that's all I was last night. I saw a guy not be able to move his legs. Think about the control freaks we are. Every single guy and girl that's listening out there, how we want things done in a certain way.
Not to mention a professional athlete with incredible physical proprioception over one's body.
Yes. They can do things that we would only dream of physically. And in that moment... Because your head was tilted 1.5 degrees or 2 degrees differently than it usually is.
It was textbook wrong.
You knew it immediately.
It was textbook wrong. And I'm not blaming the victim here.
No, I got you.
But that was exactly, and I do not believe in heads-up tackling. I do not believe in the idea of this supposed heads-up system.
It's hard to go
coaches, doctors, and they've all said that that's garbage when it comes to brain trauma prevention. Now, I'm not saying it is necessarily untrue when it comes to spinal trauma prevention. If you're talking about the brain moving in the skull and acceleration and deceleration, there is nothing that phony baloney NFL-sponsored heads-up system does. So make sure you understand here what I'm talking about. Right. There is some truth to the exposure of danger to your spinal column based on the position of your head. That's absolutely true.
Saw it with Leonard Floyd in that Giants game a couple years ago.
I've got the science to back it up and some numbers when you talk about the depth and breadth of this particular kind of injury. There was a study published last January, not a year ago, from the Centers for Disease Control about levels of amateur football and how often these kinds of serious injuries occur. When you say, how come not more, how come not more? Well, there might be more than you think, especially when you're talking about the extreme cases here. And you make a really good point that this is all in the context of we don't know if Ryan Shazier is ever going to walk again. We don't know.
Yeah. You're flying his parents in on a PJ an hour after the injury. That the general manager, the owner, and the coach, Mike Tomlin didn't even change his clothes and went to the hospital last night. He shooed off all the reporters who were asking for a comment. I mean, these are, you know... Why do you watch football, Dan?
I love watching the fastest, biggest, strongest people performing acts amid that danger that nobody else in the world can. I love it. I also love the fact that it's a simulacrum of war without war. That there is something
terminology, all the things.
There's something
our
immensely
guys against your guys.
My vicarious pleasure. There's something immensely satisfying in a properly executed NFL play. There's so much happening. There are so many people that have to do so many things coordinated in such a way where when you see it done satisfyingly. Or when you see
the precision of somebody dotting the I's on the sideline. I remember Chris Carter doing the ballet routine.
All
like,
of it.
This is why this sport is special.
Even defensively, a good run fit. You know what I mean?
There's like there a lot of them last
night. A good crunching run fit. There's something that is almost aesthetically, artistically pleasing in a way that a certain musical phrase resolving itself has sort of a pleasure on a level of your brain that it's hard to articulate, that when you've been watching it, it just looks, it's just right. It just works.
Yeah. There's poetry to the violence of the game.
You know me. I'm a puzzle solver.
I got you.
Sometimes things come together or
things fit perfectly moving
perfectly.
Bodies. Yeah, I got
it just,
you.
Or like that Tetris game where it's just like, you know?
You're waiting for
like,
that L. By the way, the best piece in Tetris by far was the long L.
I would go with the T shape.
No, I'm
the
good.
Versatility of that T shape.
Because when you can rotate the L,
oh, I'll give you the L. You keep talking.
When you can rotate that L right on where the L is at the bottom, and you can get that slide that joint in before it gets set. Now you're talking about Tetris porn, and we can get into Tetris porn if you'd like as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You can answer the question I just asked to Dan, because for me, Dan, it was. As a child, the guys that I looked up to were my uncles, and my Uncle Desmond and my Uncle Wayne and my Uncle Greg. All of them played football, and they were the toughest guys that I knew. And for me, I was like, yo, these dudes are running into each other, and they're stronger than the other. My uncles were kind of big, so they were stronger than everybody else. And the game as well, what the game meant to my father. My father was a huge Lawrence Taylor fan when he moved to this country because he moved to New York. Then me and my dad watched Johnny Morris and the Coach on the Coach's show before every – like the what sure. football meant outside of the actual game. The
culture.
It meant something to me. And then I tried to do it in high school and found out I was a little bit too small, a little bit too slow, a little bit too fat. But what it means to me, I think some of those things when it gets peeled away and you see like – The human element of the game because of the numbers and the helmets that you're removed from. Last night was a human moment that I don't think anybody could get over easily, but guess what? Thursday, we're going to be right back at it.
The 815 says, Dan, you bitch. You said you like watching them kill each other. Now you're, Y-O-U-R, backing off, bitch.
No, I'm not backing off anything.
I love watching, as I've said, other people's children destroying each other for my amusement. I know what they're doing out there. I'm not kidding myself. I know you know too. Everybody knows. That's why last night's fake awareness all of a sudden bothered me.
It really did. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Jump in the conversation. Feel free to do so. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Ben, how would you explain just kind of the viciousness and the brutality of this game?
AFC North football.
That's it?
Yep.
It was clear when Ryan Shazier went down that it was pretty serious. How did that affect you guys?
Well, he's one of the leaders of that defense, play caller. It's a physical football game. Prayers and thoughts are with everybody that got hurt. There were a lot of injuries tonight. So prayers and thoughts really go out to everybody that got hurt, their families, because I know there's a lot of worried people out there.
You know,
awesome.
Anytime I hear thoughts and prayers, I wonder if you saying the word prayers is your prayer. Because anytime somebody dies or anytime something happens to anybody, people go thoughts and prayers. And I wonder, do people really hit their knees and actually send up a prayer in that moment? Or is the word prayer enough for you to be like, all right, I said thoughts and prayers. I keep it moving now.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Well, that's a very complicated question about what constitutes prayer, and every person, and
like if you say the word prayer, are you good? Like, yeah, all right, said thoughts and prayers, I'm good. Well, I have to hit my knees and say, God, please look over such and such.
That's a really good question for a priest or
that's,
a rabbi.
That's why I get my ass kicked out of Sunday school.
Or an imam, and to say what actually constitutes a genuine prayer. And there are some who believe that you're not supposed to. To petition a being. It's not about asking for things. Mm-hmm. That it isn't
being thankful for whatever you've already received.
There are certain protocols in certain religious doctrines. You don't just say when you feel like it and maybe you actually have to light a votive candle and say a prayer and in one respect. Another, you have to be with 10 other people you can have enough people to constitute what is believed to be a valid quorum for prayer.
So you mean to tell me that when your boys are like, man, God, if you give me my girl back, I won't ever do that again. That's not one of those that you could float. No.
Well, it's the old joke about the two boys saying the little boys, and they're saying their nighttime prayers, and it's right before the holiday season. And one is saying, "Dear God, I pray for an Xbox, and I pray for Madden 2K18." And the brother's like, "Why are you yelling?" He goes, "God isn't deaf," and he goes, "Yeah, but Grandma is."
See, this is why.
Sorry.
This is why.
Didn't you just use that? Didn't I just hear you use that somewhere?
Well,
my rabbi did.
He's got like eight of them. It's like Les's stories. He's got
no,
my
I'm nine of them.
Hey,
again, that joke is older than the hills. If anybody can find the
members of the hills,
yes, the actual author of that joke, good luck, because it probably died in the 1800s. This segment was brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys, and fraction of the price. Burlington gifts for everyone. And ask for it loud in case Grandma can't hear. Joe on the Northwest Side, you're on the score.
Hi. I equate football with other hazardous jobs, like shipyard worker, construction worker, steel mills. There's lots of jobs we didn't get hurt on where you know going in that your body's not going to be the same. You're, in a way, selling your body to the company store. I did 20 years of shipyard work, made me a bad back and bad knees. And on those jobs, sometimes someone will get hurt seriously. I saw a guy get hurt seriously in a shipyard. And it's basically the same, except, you know, we don't get paid millions of dollars.
Well, Joe, did you feel bad when you saw that?
You know, you might get hurt.
Let's not compare football to our
Did you feel bad
jobs.
When you saw your guy got hurt?
Yeah.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with the money. The empathy and the human part of you felt something.
Got to let that go.
Right? Just because a guy, you think because Ryan Shazier is, I don't know his number, but say he's making $4.7 million this year, you think because he's making that kind of money that you should be like, you signed up for it?
No, it's just that we thought we signed up for it too. You know?
Don't compare him to you. You cannot compare what he does to you loading trucks or whatever.
I think Joe understands that too.
I understand that I knew going into my job that my body was going to pay for it.
But it doesn't make it any easier, though, Joe.
So therefore you have to suspend the possibility of feeling bad for him?
No, I feel bad for him.
No, you don't.
I don't want them to go changing the entire game over.
Okay.
No,
I'm with you, Joe. I totally agree with you on that.
That's not what you said. Right.
Yeah, you didn't mention that in the context of changing the game.
Well, I don't know how much more they can change the game, though, Joe.
They can't. I mean, they have made it practically unwatchable for me with constant stops just for penalties and rules that defy the laws of physics. You know, a linebacker launches himself toward the quarterback while the guy's still got the ball in his hand. He releases the ball, the linebacker runs it, goes into him. Penalty. He was supposed to stop in midair. You know,
I don't think you see that as much.
Other than me watching it, the 85 would probably win one game nowadays because most of what they did is illegal.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, I don't want to change the game either. I want the game to be vicious and brutal.
And Shipyard Joe are kin like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you say, like, oh, well, they signed up for it. That's it. It's a 25-year-old kid who might not walk again or might walk again and never play again. That's the Johnny Knox situation, where it's not all or nothing. Johnny Knox was able, because of some tremendous luck and some fabulous neurological care, to be able to walk again.
Hell, we just talked about Zach Miller a few weeks ago, and have you seen the zipper that is on the inside of his calf?
No.
It is. I know he almost lost his leg, so the procedure is probably not going to be pretty. But on his Instagram page, he's in his bed in his home, his hospital bed in his home, and he's got a guitar and he's got his left leg up, and you can see the screws, you know, going into the leg, and then you see the zipper where they opened up the leg to try to fix the arteries. I mean, it is a brutal, brutal scar. All right, we'll come back and talk to you about this and more. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
I had some numbers about some of these dangers. I want to get into that, and let's listen to some of the John Gruden sound.
Okay.
And actually, you can hear cognitive dissonance from one soundbite to the other of just how football itself tries to deal with a center that seems to shake a little bit every time something like this happens.
Confronting your issues with football, if you have any, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.